We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, playing and not going anywhere. Thank you, Dave. Cindy Nguyen joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. Good morning, madam. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you? And I agree with you, Tommy. I mean, I hope everything that we built is perfect. And that we don't have any problem at all. But at least they're addressing the issue. So.
Yeah, but it's not going to be. You can't take on a project that big and those kind of operations.
Without, correct. Yep. So what's going on?
Nothing much. You know, it's hard to open like even a yogurt shop, right, without having some problems when you first go into business. So you tell me what's going on. How you been?
I've been hanging in. There's a lot of stuff happening in the district. So really glad to have this opportunity to talk to you and your viewers about what's going on in District E.
I want to hear about it.
Yeah, so yesterday I did a press conference. So remember Jingle on the Boulevard last year, the holiday parade?
Right.
Well, we're bringing it back again. So we announced yesterday the second annual Jingle on the Boulevard would take place on Saturday, December the 14th. And it is growing. Last year we had 12 floats. This year we have a total of 16 floats, and people are still signing up.
Wow. So these are people that have individual floats, not part of a crew per se, but they get together and they want to have a float, and then that's how they get in the parade?
Yeah. So basically, you know, what we discovered with Jingle on the Boulevard, because we wanted to create it, the parade as a family fun activity. And so what we found is that there's family that say, hey, we want to do this as part of our tradition, particularly like my generation, where our parents used to do something with us. So we want to create those memories with our kids as well. And that this is something that we do every year in the community.
So you go ahead.
No, I said, so we get those type of feedback. And then we get, you know, schools, different clubs, social clubs that say, hey, this is something that we want to support. We believe in the East. We want to help you, you know, revitalize the area. Because as you know, as a city council member, I can't do it all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so having really true partnership, and you could, I could tell by how the parade has grown just from last year, you know, and so I'm very grateful for that.
I would think this would be a good, I don't know if networking would be the accurate word, but a chance for people to get out and meet each other, interact as far as the East goes, and maybe from there some other growth ensues.
Oh, yeah, and not only that, but, you know, from a parade, you know, we've seen parade what they do. They help small business owners, and, you know, we have small business owners in our community. People will be coming to the area for the parade, and they will be spending money, you know. And you're right, it's a great way of getting to know your neighbor. And so what my team is going to do is we're going to make sure that those that live on the parade route are fully aware of it so they can host parade parties, you know, in front of their house and invite their family and friends over. And it's going to kick off at noon, and we're going to launch at Crowder and Morrison, and we're going to head to Haines. From Haines, we're going to go to Reed. From Reed, we're going to disband at the former Lake Forest Plaza site. And so I'm excited, you know, about this. I can't do this. I mean, we were able to connect and work with Versatile Entertainment, who's actually been taking care of everything for me while I'm dealing with city issues. You know, that doesn't stop.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna talk more about the city issues when we come back. But and also something else I'd like to ask you is, how has the East, your district, changed in the year since you've had the since we've had the last parade? Cindy Nguyen's our guest, New Orleans City Council member, talking about New Orleans East and also about some city council business and what's going to transpire at the council meeting today, 9:16. If you have any questions or comments, you can text them in 87870, and I'll pass them along to the council member. Tommy Tucker, WWO, back in a flash. 9:21, council member Cindy Nguyen, nice enough to give us some of her time. She could tell us about the city council and what's going on with the meeting today. But first, council member, I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned this is the second year of the parade, it's getting bigger and better. How has the district changed since last year? Has there been any substantial change, any positive thing going on?
I mean, we're basically, I mean, I think one thing I definitely want to emphasize is that we're getting people excited about investing into the E. We have residents who they're participating in helping to revitalize the area and change the narrative for the district. So we're doing all of that soft stuff that helps attract development. Now, I know that, so you know, we're getting Dixie Beer that is coming to the East, and we did the make the announcement, and we're expecting them to be opening up by the end of this year, if not early next year.
Mm-hmm.
We have PJ's Coffee that has been operating in our district since I've been in office, and they're doing extremely well. They're off of Reed. We have AT&T open up in our community off of Bullard and Morrison, and also doing really well. And we have a few projects in the oven and that we're cooking it, and we should be making those announcements by the end of the year. So I think we're on the right track. The momentum is definitely there, you know, and it's always hard to, you know, when you change stuff, it's really hard sometimes. But, you know, only way change is going to happen is that we do things differently. We embrace other, and we work in collaboration. And I really believe that as when we do that, we're going to get the win for District E and for the entire city of New Orleans.
One thing I would think you're up against in terms of retail expansion and new businesses is the competition from the internet. Because for people to think that a big mall will ever be built again, I think anywhere in this country, they're deceiving themselves.
Yeah, I agree, because it's, you know, mall is not like it used to be anymore, and I think we need to look at that space. But, you know, particularly the former Lake Forest sites, you know, we have to work with property owners. The city does not own that property. I know this administration is working aggressively to how do we address that issue and go through the legality if needed. So, but mall, and you're correct, mall is not like it used to be. We're going to have to reinvent the space in a way that is going to be a game changer for the district as well as for the city.
And that's not just New Orleans East. That's anywhere. You know,
that's true.
Nationally, what online has done to malls. When it comes to the, and I'm getting some text here from your constituents, my customers, when it comes to the Six Flags site, any movement on that at all?
Yeah, and we're still working. So that's another big partial that we've been tasked to work on. And I have to say that this administration is very committed in working with my office, and we're both committed in working with NOLA BA, you know, all the economic development group to really get us a robust project. And then not only that, but we got to find people that's going to have the capital means to really deliver that project, right? We all have beautiful vision, you know, but if we don't have the money, then we got to go out and raise the capital. We got to work with those that has potential capital. But I feel like we're making some movement. I definitely don't want to interrupt the process and respect the process in reference to those investors that are trying to really piece their money together. And again, you know, I'm eager. Believe me, I am eager to announce the Six Flags property. I live literally down the street from it. I drive by it every single day. And so I really believe that if we get it right, the district is going to benefit greatly, as well as the entire city and the entire state.
The mayor had talked about tearing it down. Would there be a step of tearing it down, and then it would somehow be redeveloped? And with that being said, you talked about capital. The city's got to have some money to tear that down if they're going to take it on, because they're already hemorrhaging money with this Hard Rock thing, right?
Yeah, I read that this morning via Facebook, and my thought is that, you know, why tear it down when you don't know who you're going to work with? You may be able to leverage some resources with the new buyer or who you're going to work with. So I would want to keep that as ammunition to maybe we could use that as negotiation.
Why
put up the money when you don't know who you're going to work with?
Give somebody a cleared site when it could be an added value kind of thing.
Exactly. And let them decide that, and why bear that financial cost?
Well, in terms of an eyesore, you said you drive past it every day. Does it bother you?
It does. But then I'm also very mindful of the fact of that we are working on something. But so we are working with property owners, so that has overgrown lots in that area. Mm-hmm. And so while we're working it on the property inside, but we also want to make sure property owners around those area are being responsible, that they're cutting their grass 3 feet away from the right of way so people can have access to the street.
Another question from a constituent of yours, a customer of mine. When will the lights under the I-10 overpass at Crowder Reed Boulevard be restored? It is dark.
Yes, and I absolutely agree with them because most of the day I get home late at night, and so I recognize that. The state, if they are paying attention, DOTD is doing some massive pole lighting in that area. We've been dark for a while, but one thing I have to say that at least we see that they're working on it. You know, several years ago, we haven't seen anything being done or being addressed. So when you see stuff being done, we got to be patient. And I know they're eager. And I get those calls and those emails, too. And, you know, and I get frustrated when I drive home at night and it's dark. But I have to allow DOTD to do, and they're doing it because I can see it.
So to be clear, that's DOTD. That's not the city.
But, yeah, but I-10 is a state.
State, right. That's what I'm saying. It's not the city.
Yeah. Correct. It's not, but you want to credit your counterpart because the city doesn't take care of everything.
That's the point I'm making.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. I had a brain fart.
That's right. So. Who among us hasn't? What else is the council going to look at today?
Well, particularly for my district, I'll be looking at a zoning docket. We're trying to rezone a lot to help revitalize and lift a neighborhood that has been underserved, that hasn't received any attention. And, you know, and I'm with the mindset that every neighborhood is different. And my team has done their work. And, you know, I will be supporting this rezoning to remove a blighted property and to be able to put it back into commerce and family could have access to it. Because, as you know, housing is a crisis in the city of New Orleans. And so I believe that the zoning docket is going to be appropriate for that neighborhood. And we're going to work particularly a neighborhood that hasn't received that tender, loving care. And we want to make sure that they also have quality, better homes, better living condition for their families as well.
So it's going to be rezoned from what to what with an eye toward?
Yeah, so it used to be a fourplex, Tommy, before Katrina. And then after Katrina, when the CZO changed, it went from a fourplex to a twoplex.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's zoned for a twoplex. So when I receive the application, I visit the area, and there's a total of 8 buildings. 6 buildings is already rebuilt as a fourplex. And so the surrounding area has always been built as multifamily.
Mm-hmm.
There was 2 buildings left. 1 building got burnt down. And then the one that we're taking up today came to me and said, hey, I want to rebuild. I want to reinvest. But transforming or converting a fourplex that is structurally there to a twoplex, it's going to be very costly, and I don't have the kind of funds. But I want to invest my money. I want to participate as a property owner to revitalize this neighborhood. And she's going to put camera into this area that neighborhood doesn't have any camera at all, no quality of life camera. She's going to put lighting that's going to provide, you know, lighting for everybody in that area. And I think that's a win for that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live in that neighborhood. I live about maybe close to about 3 miles away, but I care about those people. You know, I want it better for them. And as you know, the city doesn't invest into private property. We don't. That's not our area. We got to work with property owner to revitalize neighborhood. And unfortunately, this area, we have property owner who hasn't really invested. And my office, since we've been putting property owner accountable, and we're going to continue to do that. And for those that's willing to step up and willing to work with us, I'm going to work with them to revitalize a lot of our blighted property.
Seems like that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Tell me what else is coming up. Anything else, councilperson?
I know we're taking up the big consent agenda with Entergy. So I know that is on our agenda. And so, you know, when I look at the agenda, I look at particularly on my district,
right,
what we're working on. So, but on a whole, every district is working to move the city forward. I know my colleagues deal with all sorts of issues in their area. And I know, well, one thing I definitely can share with you that Councilmember Palmer and I co-authored the small box retail that we passed legislation last week. And so we put density in different areas of the city, particularly in my district and her district, where we want to make sure that we're not being a target for small box retail. So we put a 2 miles radius, you know, that these small box retail should not be popping up. And I think that's going to help embrace other type of development. And today we're taking up on the second part of our study is the agriculture. We discovered through the study that, you know, a lot of farming didn't have like a licensure process. Mm-hmm. So it's just cleaning up and making, doing business and those that are doing business with the city has some sort of structure. So in that way they don't find themselves not being in compliance, because I want them to be able to do their part, but then to know that there's compliance that's there. So I'm glad that we're, you know, getting to that area. And because my district, as well as Councilman Member Palmer, we're a desert, you know, more so for me, is we're a food desert.
Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely want to make sure that we work with partners that could bring in fresh food and to work with them in reference to how they run their business and understand it as well.
I appreciate it. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Councilperson, I thought you finished. We appreciate your time. We really do, and I appreciate your efforts. I think you got it figured out what government's supposed to do.
I appreciate that, Tommy. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You bet. We'll talk to you again. Cindy Nguyen, New Orleans City Council member. When we come back, we'll check in with Mike Pearlstein, part two of this scam that's going on. The federal government's getting involved with faked accidents and big settlements. Back in a flash. Oh, and our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Have you ever been sued because of a car accident? As it stands now, and I vote yes on this because I have been sued by somebody in my own car, 37% are saying yes, 63% no. Back in a flash, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.